Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Gloria Copeland, and one of our favorite pals, George Pearson's back with us today, and he's got some more good word about finances, abundance.
Praise God.
Living in the overflow.
Living in the overflow. Gloria.
That is a place to live, George.
That's
I'm
right.
liking it already.
Living in the overflow. Yeah. I'm so glad to be on the broadcast with you.
I'm glad to have you.
Once again, this is our 321st broadcast together on prosperity.
Well, you know, it's time for us to get in the overflow.
It really is. And we just have such a great time together. We were talking before we started taping today, and we talked about a new revelation.
Oh, yeah, I already forgot what it was.
New revelation, age reversal.
Age reversal.
Which we're not going to get into it on these broadcasts, but that sure is a great topic, isn't it?
It is a great topic, well, but we don't quite have the details yet.
Yes. Well, we do know this. Our youth is renewed like the
That's
eagles.
That's right. That's so it.
The
That's
renewing,
enough.
The renewing of our youth is the age reversal. And we were talking about Kenneth and how great Kenneth Copeland looks. 81 years old, and he doesn't,
no.
Whatever 81 years old is supposed to look like. I thought
That's
about you
it.
The other day. We were watching a John Wayne movie at home, and they had a woman that stepped out, and she was probably in her 40s, but they dressed her up like a granny.
Granny Grump.
Yeah. And I thought about the comments that you've made about that, about how much older they dress them up and make them look.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a time right now of the supernatural. And to look at you and to look at Kenneth and to see what you are doing and what you're involved in. You know, by this time, we were talking about age 65.
Oh, that's young.
And you're talking about if you would have retired some years ago.
That's right.
But you're still going strong. You and Kenneth are still going strong. He is preaching
Praise
all over
God.
The world.
Oh, I tell you, he's a sight.
And the revelation that's coming out of him is just astounding. And I'm looking forward to the gloryisms that are going to come out of these broadcasts together.
What about the Georgiisms?
The Georgiisms.
Okay.
Well, I think that as we go through this, Gloria, we're talking about a subject that is so exciting to me, because let me tell you a little bit about the background of this. Terry and I had taken a couple of days off, went to a hotel over in Dallas, and just beautiful place, and just resting. And she'd gone down to get her nails done, and I was up in the room. I was on the balcony by myself. And within about a two-hour period of time, this whole series was birthed.
Wow.
Scriptures, thoughts, ideas, concepts.
Praise God.
And the Lord started talking to me about living in the overflow. And
I like
that
it.
That we are not to live in a place of just enough,
mm-hmm.
but we're to live in that place
it.
Of more than
more
enough.
More than enough.
The excess, the overflow. And so the Lord was laying that out before me. And of course, all of these outlines are available to you on kcm.org. Just go to the picture of Glory and me on the website, and you can download these. And Glory, we've had, in the times that we have taped together, we have had over a million downloads of
Isn't
these
that
notes.
Amazing?
Over a million
Praise
of
God.
These notes downloaded.
Thank you, everybody, for watching.
So, Gloria, we're going to talk about in these next 2 weeks this whole concept of living in the overflow.
Okay.
Living in a place of the overflow. And the foundation scripture for this study
I started to write down over a million from my notes here.
Over a million, yeah.
And so I just wrote overflow.
Overflow. That's it. That's it right there. Overflow is the concept. And so that's the foundation scripture is there on your page. It's at the top. And it's John 10:10. And it's the Amplified Translation. And let me read it to you.
Okay.
The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came
yes.
that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows.
Oh, isn't that good?
Isn't that a wonderful scripture?
Wow. Yeah.
I get chills just reading that, looking at that. The
Praise
thief has
God.
Come to kill, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came, Gloria, that we might have his life.
That's right.
That's that resurrection life.
Amen.
That's the life, Gloria, within us that causes us to experience age reversal. The continual renewing.
AR.
Age reversal. to the place where we are enjoying, having life, and then it says enjoy life. The will of God is for us to have His life, the Zoe life, yeah, the God kind of life, but also to enjoy life.
That's right. Have and enjoy life.
Have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance. And it says to the full and praise, until it overflows. Mm, that's where we are.
Like
we are talking about living in the overflow.
Yeah.
And let me give you...
the thing about it is anybody can do it.
That's right.
We started out minus. I mean by that we were in debt that we couldn't just pay off. And you can start out minus.
Right.
And if you'll get in the overflow, it's your choice. It comes from the written word of God, believing
right,
what God says in His word, acting on it, believing it, taking it.
Yes, yes.
You can have it.
You can have it. So it really, God is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
He's no respecter of the overflow. It's available to anyone who will exercise their faith, believe God, and as Gloria Copeland says, take it.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it. Think about it. Now, what is one thing, just there's a number of things, but what is the main thing that God recognizes that changes things? Faith.
Yeah.
Believe in what He said. Just believe Him. Say it. Act on
That's
it.
Right.
Expect it.
That's right.
Ooh, I
exactly.
Like it. I'm already happy, George.
Well, there are a couple of things I wrote down in that first part there, that as I was studying this and that day on that balcony as I was getting this download from heaven, the Lord said some things to me, and He said, there are too many that are struggling financially just to get by.
Yeah.
Just
true.
To get by. He said, they're barely surviving instead of thriving. And He said, some are living paycheck to paycheck. Now that paycheck to paycheck, He said, they're having to decide which bills to pay this month and which bills not to pay. Now, I know you've been there.
I have been.
I know.
I was thinking
about what you were telling one time about being in a store, grocery store, and pushing the cart and hoping that you would have enough money by the time you went to the checkout counter to be able to pay for the food that you were getting.
If you see somebody going around praying in tongues with the grocery cart, give them some money.
Give them some money. And that's what you were doing. You were praying in tongues. You were believing God just to be able to get by and to have enough.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And I just thought about...
Well, we didn't. That's all we had.
That's all you had.
What we had.
What you had is what you had.
That was all that you had.
And it's difficult. People are having to go through that right now. They're having to decide, which bill should I pay for? Which bill can we hold off on?
A lot of people are like that.
And it's a terrible thing to be so behind in your bills that you've got bill collectors calling and you don't want to answer your phone because somebody's calling and trying to get their money from you.
And the devil says, don't tithe. Pay a bill with this money.
Yeah, that's right.
Dummy, don't tithe.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that the way he does? So he keeps control that way.
He does.
Tithing breaks the power of the lack.
Tithing, well, that's good. Tithing breaks the power
of lack. Yes,
it does. So we can't quit giving and we can't quit tithing. And the Lord said to me, He said, there's too much month at the end of the money.
Have you
heard that phrase?
Yeah.
Too much month at the end of the money. And I thought about that phrase, Gloria, and I went online and I just looked up their phrase, too much month at the end of the money. And you know what I found? I found a song. It's a country song.
It sounds like a country.
Here are the lyrics to this song.
Don't be singing it.
Go ahead, sing it to me.
Forget that.
And it's a country song, and it says, I paid the bank note, the car note, and yes, I paid the phone bill too. And then I turned around and I found that the house note's due. Well, I'd love to take you out like I said I would, honey, but there's too much month at the end of the money.
That's good, George.
So, okay, here's the next verse. Well, I got a little favor I want to ask of you, my love. Why don't you find that hole in my pocket and sew it up? Yeah, I thought I'd save some, but you know, it's funny. There's too much month at the end of the money. And then there's a little interlude part that says, all gone. Oh, heaven only knows. All gone. Oh, where on earth it goes. But it sure goes. Well, sometimes I think it blows away.
That sounds like a country song.
It is a country song. Oh, man. Then the next verse. I went down to the bank this morning about 9:30. Well, I was looking for a little something in the credit line. But the man said, look what we got here, Sonny. There's too much month at the end of the money. I'd love to take you out like I said I would, honey, but there's too much month at the end of the money. There's too much month at the end of the money.
I found that country. Good.
And that is so true with so many people. That should not be our song.
No, that's not our song.
That's not our song. That's no. not.
Our needs are met according to
His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's why we are not in that position.
That's right. And we don't confess that. We don't say that. Mm-hmm. And I really do believe that these 2 weeks that we have together are going to be a breakthrough encouragement time to our partners and those that are watching.
Amen.
And they're going to experience breakthrough in their finances, and they're going to walk in the overflow.
That's right. And even if all your bills are paid, there's always increase.
There's always increase.
With the tither.
Even though your bills are paid, there's always increase.
That's right.
Well, the Lord said to me, He said, they have no reserve in their savings account, even if they have a savings account. And it's so important to have a reserve. It's so important. It's the will of God, because He says in Deuteronomy 28 that He would command the blessing
on our
storehouses. Our storehouses are blessed.
So you got to have more than enough to have a storehouse.
You have to have more than enough.
Maybe we'll just call this More Than Enough.
More, I think that's a great title too.
Living in the Overflow or
More Than Enough. More than enough. I like it, Gloria. I like it. I'll do that. I'll keep that too. More than enough. Got it.
That's living in the blessing.
That's living in the blessing of God. So that's our third title, Living in the Blessing.
That's right.
We got a lot of titles on this one. We got an overflow of titles.
We do.
We have more than enough titles than we need.
Okay. Well, let's choose all of them.
So the Lord said to me, He said, we've got to change our mindset. So He gave me this scripture, and I wrote it down here on the page, Gloria, Romans 8:16-17.
Yeah.
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
We are heirs of God.
We are.
We are children. We're children of the King. And I remember you said this one time. You and I were doing a series called Heirs of God. And you said, I was born into the royal family, not a royal family,
right, but
the royal family. And the royal family has everything.
The second time I was born.
The second time you were born.
Yeah, I was born into the royal family.
It's a different thing the first time you were born.
That's
it was
right.
a little different.
Right.
But the second time you were born,
mm-hmm.
If you're born again, then you've been born into the royal family.
Amen.
You've been adopted into that family, accepted into that family. And the Lord said, He said, people need to realize they are children of the King.
That's right.
And in the kingdom, there is overflow. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God,
and
His righteousness.
And all these things shall be added to you.
Yep.
Now, I didn't make that up. That's Bible. Mm-mm. That's Scripture.
That's right. That's exactly right. So He started to tell me this. He says, you've got to renew your mind to the fact that you belong to the royal family. We are heirs of God. And it says that Jesus is heir of all things.
So we're joint heirs too.
We're joint heirs. So if we are heirs of all things, then and we are joint heirs with Him, that means that belongs to us as well. And that the Lord wants us to live in a place of overflow, more than enough, for us to be blessed beyond measure. Yep. Glory, those are all little statements that the Lord has been giving to me. At night, sometimes when I lay down to go to sleep, I will start saying this to myself. I will say, and I've got it written down in another paper that I'll give to you, this confession. Good. But things like, I'll just lay there and say, I'm living in the overflow. God has given me He's given me a surplus.
That's a good thing to do.
Of prosperity. I have more than enough. My storehouses are full and overflowing. I'll just lay there and I'll say these things. These are all scriptural things that we will cover in this study that we have together. But
instead of lying there saying, ooh, this is January the 15th. What am I going to do now? You know, a lot of people do that, George.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they could be muttering the word that gives them deliverance instead of muttering their fear.
Their fear.
Yeah.
Oh, Gloria, wait a minute. Stop. Okay. They could be muttering because the word meditation is also in the Greek and Hebrew, it's the word mutter. So it's muttering
the
word of God instead of muttering on the fear.
So what would they be doing? They would be muttering the truth about the matter.
The truth.
So
I'm muttering in bed.
What are you doing?
I'm muttering.
George, I said, what are you doing? I'm muttering in bed.
And I'll just tell myself, I'll say, God is increasing me more and more, my children and me. And I'll
We're laughing, but I'm telling you, it's powerful.
It really is. That is such a truth, Gloria. And the things that you're saying, that this... you said we could be muttering words of deliverance, the truth of the matter. I really like that, rather than muttering the words of fear.
That's right.
And if you're, if you're living in the underflow, you're muttering, what am I going to do?
That's right.
What am I going to do? And if you don't know the word of God, you're going to be muttering the wrong thing.
That's right.
And so,
and like, it's not just money, but... sickness and disease.
Exactly.
Muttering to
yourself. Well, to yourself.
You know, you got a bad report from the doctors.
Yep.
You got 6 months to live. You're going to have to say something big. You're going to have to get on the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep muttering, I'm going to die. And everybody that comes in, that you tell them, I've only got 6 months to live. No, we mutter, by His stripes
we were healed. That's right.
We don't actually murder it. We holler it.
Yeah, that's right.
We holler it.
And that's what I've been doing at night. I've just been laying there in bed muttering to my, George, what are you doing? I'm muttering. And I mutter to myself, I'm living in the overflow.
You're talking that word.
I have a surplus of prosperity that comes, and we'll study that out in Deuteronomy 28.
Good. That'll be good.
I have more than enough. I think about more than enough is more than what can be calculated. Here's another one I mutter and I think about. I am furnished in abundance.
Amen.
For every good work and charitable donation.
And I have more than I need.
I have more than I need.
Glory.
That's right. More than I need. Yeah. So the Lord talked to me about the fact that you've got to see yourself as a child of God, that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus, and that we have a covenant of provision with Him.
Amen.
And that covenant provision includes everything we would ever need.
Now, how do you get that information to mutter?
Right here.
You go over if it's finances, you go over the financial scriptures that tells you God will meet your needs according to His riches and glory and many, many others. If it's healing, you mutter. You lie in bed at night you mutter, by His stripes I was healed. I am healed. Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases.
Amen.
And by His stripes I was healed.
That's right.
I mean, you just have to, and even if you're out and you can't do all those things out loud, you just sit there.
You sit there and think about it.
Smile and think through the word that says, by His stripes I was healed. Hallelujah.
That's a real discipline, Gloria, to do that.
It is.
Because your mind, if you don't keep your mind in check, it'll begin to wander.
Yeah.
And it'll if it's let loose like that, it'll float down the river of doubt. It'll float down the river of fear. But you have to harness that and take control of it and make a determination that... And I heard a man say this one time, that you renew your mind to such a degree that you can't even think lack.
That's good.
It
that's
never right. enters your mind. It that's never right. crosses your mind. So we have
well,
to do that.
That's called renewing your mind.
And that's exactly
you
the last...
You renew it from lack to abundance that's based the last, on the Word of God.
That's the last point on your outline as we finish up. Where do we begin on living in the overflow or living in the place of more than enough? Yeah. Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, right. so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable
prove
and
it.
Perfect will of God.
That's good, isn't it?
And the Lord said this to me. He said, we must renew our minds to a world of abundance and overflow that we've never known of before.
Praise God.
He said, you must not limit the Holy One of Israel. He said, our God is not a God of not enough. That's not Him. Our God is not even a God of just enough. Our God is the God
Amen.
Of more than enough.
Yes.
More
Amen.
Than
That's
enough.
Good.
So living in the overflow or living in a place of more than enough, I like your title, more than enough. Living in that place simply means that you have enough money to give your tithes, to give your offerings, to pay all of your bills
yes.
with
on time.
Much on time.
More than enough.
More than enough with much left over.
Much left
at the
over.
End of the month.
Yes.
That is what living in the overflow is all
that's
about.
Good.
And that's what God wants us to do. That's what He wants us to do. Now, we have 1 minute left, and I'm going to read
Go
you
ahead.
This last scripture.
Okay.
This is, and we'll read it again, Gloria, as we go along, but this is the Rick Renner translation of Philippians 4:19. It says, my God will supply your needs so completely
mm-hmm.
that He will eliminate all your deficiencies.
Yes, I like that.
He will meet all your physical and tangible needs until you are so full you have no more capacity to hold anything else. He will supply all your needs until you are totally filled,
Amen.
Packed full, and overflowing to the point of bursting at the seams and spilling over.
Way to go, Rick. I like that. That is a great translation.
You take Philippians 4:19, you break it down in the yeah. Greek, and that's what you get.
Praise God.
Overflow.
Overflow.
Overflow. More
than enough. And it'll
be
good if that's something you want to change or if you want to maintain, you just say, I'm living in the overflow.
That's right.
How you doing? I'm living in the overflow.
Oh, I like that, Gloria.
How you doing today, George?
I'm living in the overflow.
Me too. Glory to God.
Gloria, we are talking together these 2 weeks about living in the overflow. Not just having not enough, barely enough, but we're talking about living over in a realm
yeah.
that many people have not stepped over before. You know, so many times people are struggling with just barely getting by, and they're going from paycheck to paycheck yeah. and trying to decide which bill they're going to pay for this month or which they're going to defer or... And that's not a way to live.
No.
No, it's not a way to live because, and this is our foundation scripture. You don't have it on your sheet, but I've got it here. Let me read it to you.
Okay.
John 10:10, Amplified Translation. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have and enjoy life.
Yes.
And have it in abundance.
Oh, what a scripture.
Now listen to this. To the full until it overflows.
Till it overflows.
Till it overflows. So, we are studying about living in the overflow and coming to a place of recognizing and realizing that there's a place of more than enough for us. There's a place of the supernatural provision of God. And where I want to start with today, Gloria, is Galatians 3:13. And
okay.
we're going to be talking about stepping over into talking about the blessing of the Lord. What a concept that is. And you know, many years ago, Brother Copeland taught for quite some time about
oh, yeah.
the blessing. The blessing of God, the very first words that God spoke to man. And those first words of the blessing set the precedent from that point forward. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. And all of those words are still reverberating today, and they belong to us.
That's right.
We are to live in the blessing everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, this blessing anointing is on us. This flood of the blessing of God is over us. And you know what, Gloria? I thought about this. He wants to overwhelm us with His blessing. He wants to overwhelm us with His goodness.
Well, what is it when you think about it?
Yeah.
Think about the garden. You think about the overflow of all good things. What comes next? Joy.
It does.
What is there to be sad about?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's exactly right. And that's where God wants us to live.
Uh-huh.
He wants us to live get a renewed mind of the world of abundance that belongs to us. That's ours. And like I've heard you and Kenneth talk about before, God has set a table before us.
Yes, He has.
In the presence of our enemies. The problem is, He can't get His kids to come to the table.
That's right. The table's set.
The table's already set. It's already there. And it's full. I mean, Gloria, have you ever been to a banquet where there is so much food? I mean, there is no possible way that the people in the room could finish all of the food that is there. That's what it looks like. That's what the overflow looks like.
That's right.
And that's the way He wants us to live. And today we're going to talk about something that is so important in Galatians 3:13 and 3:14. We're going to talk about being redeemed from the curse of the law. Gloria, this is so foundational to my life because this scripture, when I came here back in 1976 and I started listening to your tapes back then, and reading the books, and I became a student of the Word of God, this was one of the premier scriptures that I studied and I memorized.
Praise God.
I memorized the scripture. I'll tell you where I memorized it. It was my second meeting with Kenneth on the road. We were going to Detroit, Michigan, Cobo Hall. And back then, we used to travel in a minivan.
Oh.
Now we're traveling in multi-trucks. but back then, we were in a little minivan. We carried all of the equipment and all of the books and the tapes in that minivan. And I remember driving to Detroit, and I would sit there and I would say...
Well, you started out as a driver, didn't you?
I started out as a driver. There were three of us that would leave on that trip. And I mean, I'm new to this at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I didn't realize that wherever you went, you drove straight through.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember. I think it was that meeting to Detroit. We're driving from Fort Worth to Detroit, and all we would do is stop to eat multiple times. I thought that was interesting. But anyway, we would stop to eat, but we would drive all the way straight through.
Didn't take a nap or anything?
Well, we would switch off, each one of us. Okay. But I can remember, it was like 2:00 in the morning. I'm so tired. I'm driving, and I'm covering one eye, and then I'm covering the other eye, and I'm sticking my head out the window to stay awake. But on that trip, I memorized Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, made a curse for me.
That is a huge revelation.
He that hangs on a tree is cursed so that the blessing of Abraham can come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And I just got that scripture
if
down on the inside.
If you're born again and you're under the curse of poverty, sickness, any other thing you can think of that's a curse, you shouldn't be there.
No, we shouldn't be under the curse.
We've been born out from under the curse.
The curse. So let's look at our notes, Gloria.
Good.
I want you to see this.
Okay.
In verse 13 of the Amplified translation of that scripture, it says, Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse or the doom of the law and its condemnation, by Himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the Scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or whoever is crucified. That's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus did that for us.
Or the curse.
He redeemed us. And the threefold curse of the law is, number one, spiritual death. Number two, sickness and disease. And sickness and disease is a curse.
That's
it is a curse of the law.
Right.
And number three, poverty, lack, and debt.
Now, those things there are what we've been redeemed from.
We have been redeemed.
Threefold curse of the law.
Threefold curse of the law. We've been redeemed from spiritual death, from sickness and disease, from poverty, lack, and debt.
It's interesting to read the curse of the law in the Amplified Bible, Deuteronomy 28.
I need to do that.
Yeah, it's good.
I need to do that.
It helps you just to see what all we've been redeemed.
Oh, that's
and
so
the,
true.
And the length of it covers everything.
It does. It yeah. covers the entire scope mm-hmm. and spectrum of
if
life.
If it's bad, this one is a curse.
Well, wait a minute. She just, if it's bad, it's under the curse.
That's right.
That's a gloryism right there. Yeah. If it's bad, it's under the curse.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to us.
No. We've been redeemed from the curse.
We have been redeemed from the curse.
Deuteronomy 28 says.
And let me give you, this is in point three there. The curse is a declaration. And by the way, all of these notes are available to you. KCM.org. Look for the picture of Gloria and me. Click on it and you can download these notes. So the curse is a declaration that dooms someone to poverty.
Yeah.
It's the curse, Gloria, is never enough. It's never enough. There's never enough supply. There's never enough to pay all the bills. There's never enough to get by. It's never enough. And these are just words that I listed that the Lord showed me what the curse was. It's never enough. The curse is always deficient, always behind. Inadequate supply, insufficient funds. Those are four phrases that describe what the curse is. And we have to keep reminding ourselves, yeah. I've been redeemed from that.
That's right.
Jesus redeemed me. Purchased my freedom from the curse of the law.
He bore the curse. That just says it. Deuteronomy 28.
He bore it.
The curse for us.
Yep. That's right.
He bore the curse for me, for you, George. It's been done. In other words, Jesus on the cross, when he gave his life, was yes. raised from the dead.
Yes.
When he was raised from the dead, our opportunity to be raised from the dead was there. All we have to do is receive
Absolutely. It. Absolutely.
And when we receive him, we get our full pardon from the curse.
Oh, glory. That's so good. That's a great way
glory
to put it.
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it like that before.
The full pardon.
When we made him at Lord of our lives, uh-huh. we were given full pardon from the curse.
Even to the degree that we were born over again.
Wow.
Now think about that new birth.
That's good.
Glory
That's
to God.
Really mm-hmm. good. Pardon.
I take it.
Pardoned. From the curse. Pardon me as I write this down. Pardoned from the curse. There was a sentence against us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been pardoned. And the blood has washed it away. That's wonderful. That's
Praise
it right
God.
There.
Praise God.
And you could really say that Jesus, when it says redeemed from the curse, you could also say he's pardoned us from the curse.
Yeah. But which would be every sickness and disease is under the curse.
Yeah, everything.
If you're sick today,
everything.
You've already been redeemed. You just need to get in the Word of God and find out that Himself,
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
Himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by His stripes,
yes.
you were healed. If you were healed, yeah. you are healed. Get up. Act on it.
That's it.
Get the Word in your
That's
eyes.
It. That's
you know,
it.
You don't just... somebody that's been living under the curse since they were born.
Right.
You can't
right.
get hold of it with just one 5-minute message.
Yeah.
You got to get in the Bible and yeah. find out what you have been redeemed
you
from.
You really do.
And that's when faith comes.
Yeah.
And you can rise up and rebuke it out of your life. Ken and I, we weren't in bad health, but we were certainly in bad finances.
Yeah, bad financial health.
And we found out that poverty was under the curse.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, we got serious.
Yes.
We got serious about the Word of God, finding out what the Bible says about our finances. Yeah. We found out if we were tithers, God's involved in our finances. So what do? Well, we tithed our little dab of money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know, it wasn't, it was a little dab, but it was the only little dab
the only
we had.
The only dab you had.
But we became fervent. That was
yeah.
our, neither one of us were sick in any way. We didn't have sickness. Yeah. We had sickness, we'd have operated in that direction. But we, our finances were sick.
Yeah, they needed healing.
And we went after it.
Yeah. And you, the revelation came. And this is what I was talking about before, about when I first came here. That's the first time I really saw that scripture, that I've been redeemed or pardoned
yeah.
from the curse
That's right.
and everything that the curse includes. Because There are some people, even Christians out there, who think, well, it's God that put that sickness on me.
That's true.
No, that's the curse. He didn't put the curse on you. He didn't curse you in the way that people think where finances are concerned. No, that's the devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
Jesus came to give us life to the place where it overflows.
Amen.
So we've been redeemed from the curse.
Yeah.
And you were just now talking about Deuteronomy 28. And to read about the curse in the Amplified Translation, which I'm going to do that.
Oh, good.
But I found a scripture in Deuteronomy 28, 29. Deuteronomy 28, 29 says, and this is the curse, you shall not prosper in your ways.
We were there one time.
That's the curse.
And the Word of God, we begin to find out we've been redeemed from the curse.
Yes.
That was what you call good news.
Yes, right. That's very good news.
Can't pay your bills.
Very good news. And you and I have been delivered from the curse of never enough.
That's right.
We've been free from that.
I was raised in that county, never enough. Yep, yep.
You've been raised in the never enough county.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you are now living in the county
more than enough.
More than enough.
Yes, that's right.
Well, the second part of that scripture in Galatians 3:13 and verse 14, I'll read it. I like this from the NIV translation, New International Version. It says, He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus.
That's well said right there.
So isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
So that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So He redeemed us in order that that blessing that was given to Abraham would come on us through Christ Jesus. And the threefold blessing of Abraham is spiritual life, healing and divine health, prosperity, abundant provision, and overflow.
Amen.
That's what belongs to us now, being redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yeah, that's good.
And, you know, we read the scripture, I put it there from Genesis 1:28. God blessed them. He said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over every living thing.
Yeah.
That's the blessing.
That's the blessing.
And
that's God's will.
Yes, that's an important part of that. It is God's will for us to live in the blessing.
Amen.
To walk in the blessing.
It was God's will for Adam and Eve to be blessed.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. He blessed them.
He did. He did.
But then they didn't do what He said.
No.
So it didn't work.
Jesus came and He redeemed us from that curse.
Yes,
so that
God.
We can walk in the blessing of Abraham.
Praise
now,
God.
Now, Proverbs 10:22, Gloria, is a definition of the blessing. It defines it. It's there in number 4
there.
You know. Proverbs 10:22. Why don't you read that scripture? I want you to read it.
The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. You know, there may be some people so bound up by tradition, they didn't know that was good news. I'm going to say it again.
Yep.
The blessing of the Lord makes one rich.
Ooh, that's good.
That means you have more than enough.
Yep.
And He adds no sorrow with it. So you get the blessing.
Yes.
Everything you need, plus whatever you need, without sorrow.
Living in the blessing
Glory.
Is living in the overflow.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's living. I would say
I've lived both places.
Yeah, you have.
Overflow is better.
Overflow is much better. I remember one time, Gloria, that Terry and I went over to a place in Dallas. I don't think it's there anymore, but you might remember it. Southern Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We went over there to eat. And we literally had to count our pennies before we left at that place. I wanted to take
it. But it was an all-you-can-eat, wasn't it?
It was an all-you-can-eat, and we
Whoa,
ate all we could eat.
Oh, Randy.
but we ended up, I had just change in my hand, and we just barely made it. And that's not the way God wants us to live.
No. That's not overflow.
That's not overflow at all. That's barely making it.
That's
so
right.
Let's do this. Turn quickly over to Deuteronomy 28. And we'll only have time to introduce this today, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. But Deuteronomy 28 is the blessing of Abraham. And this is what belongs to you in verses 1 through 14. And Deuteronomy 28...
It's not in my Bible anymore.
What you do in Deuteronomy 28?
Where is Deuteronomy 28? There's 14, 29. I got it.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that it's in your Bible. So we have... we have, hey, let's do this, Gloria. Let me read one scripture, you read another, and we'll have to beat the clock here. But here we go. I'm going to take the first one, then we'll go each other with scripture.
Wait, let me get to one now.
All right. So, and it says in verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord will set you on high, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth." Verse 2.
"And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." You got to hear it and do it.
Got to hear it and do it. "Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field.
Blessed shall be the fruit of your body or your children, and the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of thine kind, the flocks of thy sheep." Oh, I like it.
I like that,
Everything
Gloria.
You got is blessed.
And blessed means to be empowered to prosper. That's the definition of the word blessed. So blessed shall be your basket and your store.
Blessed shall thou be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. That's pretty much all the time.
All the time. "The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. Mm-hmm. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways."
Oh, I can see it now. Glory to God. "The Lord shall commend the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses." That's your bank account.
That's your bank
account. Where you've
yep.
got that money hidden your wife doesn't know anything about. "And in all that thou settest thy hand unto."
That's right.
I don't know if the blessing will be on it though, if you don't tell your
wife. You got to tell your wife.
"And he shall bless." Tim got me tickled. "He shall be blessed." Where? Somewhere.
He shall bless you in the land.
Okay. All right. "The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, and smitten before your face. They'll come at you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that you set your hand to do.
Praise
and
God.
He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Now, blessed in all you find to do, that would be in your job. That would be in your whatever it
family.
Is you do, your family,
yep.
your children.
Yep.
"The Lord shall establish thee a holy people," or a separated people "unto himself," mm-hmm. "as he has sworn unto thee." So he knows right where we are and
yep.
what we need. "Thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways." Now that's the key right there,
yes,
the blessing.
Ma'am. That's it.
That's the thing you have to do. "Well, I don't know what his ways are." Well, that's why you have a Bible. If you don't have one, you need one. Find out what he says and agree with him and you'll prosper.
That's right.
Let's see, "The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself." In other words, he's got his hand on you.
Preach
he's
it.
Got control of your situation.
That's right.
You're in his hand.
That's
as
it.
He has sworn unto thee, "Thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways." Now that's the key to the blessing, mm-hmm. walk in his ways.
Walk in his ways.
"And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you." That means that people are going to see that blessing on you, and they're going to respect you.
That's right.
They're not going to have
That's
fear
right, Gloria.
As they had run in fear, but they'll respect you and know the Lord is in his life.
That's right. We found out yesterday that we've been redeemed
you know,
from the...
You know, when you say overflow, I think about the opposite would be the underflow.
Yeah.
And the underflow would be where you're...
Under
just barely getting your nose up out of the water.
That's so true. That's so true.
That's not what we're supposed to do.
Show that to me again. What was that? You were...
I'm trying to get my nose out of the water.
That's exactly right. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But being in that, we don't mean to laugh. I mean, it's a joyful.
That's the way it was.
It's a joyful thing to get out from under the water.
You're
to get
kidding.
Out from barely being able to pay your bills and
yes.
and get by. That's no way to live. And I want to say this to you right now. Your days of living paycheck to paycheck are over.
That's called underflow.
That's the underflow. You live in the overflow. We
That's
live
right.
in the overflow together.
That's right.
Amen. And so yesterday we were talking about, and just jump in here anytime you want, Gloria, because I enjoy it.
Okay.
But yesterday we were talking about Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law so that we can live in the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
And we went over to Deuteronomy 28 yesterday, and we started reading through it, and we got through, I think we got through verse 10, and that's a great lead into what I want to talk about right now is verse 11. Deuteronomy 28, verse 11. It says, "And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods.
I like that.
In the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee." And I want to take the time on this broadcast today talking about a surplus of prosperity. I was telling you a couple of days ago that in the nighttime, or really whenever I have a moment just to, if I'm not focused on something else, to just think about, or at night when I'm laying in bed, as we talked about, mutter
muttering
the word,
to
muttering
it
to yourself.
That's a Bible word, isn't it?
And I'll just lay there and I'll just start muttering to myself, "I'm living in the overflow."
Yeah.
I am living in the overflow. And then the next line that I say, Gloria, is, "I have a surplus of prosperity."
Yes, that's right.
I was reading through Deuteronomy 28, and I came across this verse 11, where it says, "The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods." Mm-hmm. And I started meditating on that and God's desire for us to live in the overflow. And I thought about this scripture here. It's in your first section on number 2. Psalm 35:27. "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of
God.
His servant."
Amen.
So
I'm missing a page.
What's that?
I'm missing a page.
Surplus of prosperity. Oh, no, it's right here.
Where?
I was reading from right there.
Oh, you started. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. More than enough.
It's more than enough.
Excess.
And he enjoys us living in that place of prosperity. And so he says here in verse 11 of Deuteronomy 28, "The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods."
Yes, amen.
So, Gloria, I did a little study on that.
Before you start that, let me just make a point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here.
Go ahead.
Think about heaven.
All right.
You know, we got out here around the ministry, we got some black streets made out of gravel and blacktop.
Yeah.
They don't got any blacktop in heaven.
They really don't.
They got gold streets.
Yes, they do.
For us to walk in.
Yes, they do.
Think about it.
More than enough. More than enough.
We can get by with these black streets, but gold is more than enough.
Oh, Gloria, that is so true. And you know what? You're talking about heaven. You know, a scripture that I've been thinking about lately is the one, I believe it's in Deuteronomy, that talks about days of heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another scripture, "Thy will be done on earth
as it is
in heaven."
Amen.
There's an abundance in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
That he wants us to experience right here on earth.
That's right.
In heaven, there is no lack. There's no insufficiency.
That's not even heard of in heaven.
It's not. It's not. There's an abundance of everything. So we are having days of heaven on earth. And just like you said, paving the streets with gold.
You know what? I tell you, there'd be a lot of people in the earth that would say, "Well, that's just excess. That's just excess. Streets of gold." Well, I guess God didn't think it was excess.
No, he didn't.
Since it's his house, his place.
I was just getting tickled at watching you with your imitation of a cranky old woman.
Huh?
Well, that's just excess. That's just excess. But God is a God of excess.
He is.
He loves to. I mean, think about how much we love our children and how at Christmas time around our house,
excess.
you cannot walk through the living room. Terry is so big about Christmas. Though and it was wonderful. This last Christmas, we had all the grandchildren with us. We had all our kids and grandchildren, Jeremy and Aubrey, their spouses, grandchildren. We had a house full.
Wow.
And we made sure that when those kids went to bed, we made sure. What we do is on the third story of our house, we have a whole area that we can wrap presents, and it's kind of a wrapping room.
Storage area.
And I don't know how many trips down two flights of stairs that I was making, carrying packages after package after package. And when those kids woke up on Christmas morning, they were surrounded by the goodness of Nonnie and Poppy.
Yeah.
They were enjoying. And we love to see them do that.
Sure.
Well, how much more?
That's the way the Lord is.
How much more does our Heavenly Father want to bestow His goodness upon us?
Of course. Well, who did He make it for? Who did He make all these
he
things
He made
for?
It for
His
us.
Children.
He made it for us to what? Richly enjoy.
Richly enjoy. Amen. That's
so
good.
He's saying here, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. And I looked up the word plenteous in the Hebrew, and it means abundance. It means more than enough. It means, and here's the word you were just talking a moment ago, excess.
Excess. Yeah.
Excess. It means much left over. But Gloria, the difference between the world's excess and the believer's excess is we know how to handle that. We know what to do with it. We are tithers. We are givers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are always looking out for the needs of others. The excess is for us both to enjoy, but also to give and to bless and to sow into others' lives. Well, I looked at the word plenteous, and you know, we get the word plenty out of that.
More than enough.
I looked it up in a dictionary, and it says the word plenty means a more than adequate supply.
Amen.
He doesn't want to, He's not a God, as we've said before, He's not a God of not enough.
No.
He's not a God of just enough. He is a God of more than enough.
More than enough.
He wants you to experience that more than enough. He wants you to get beyond paycheck to over into the place where you're paying your bills.
What other word could you say about that position? The blessing.
The blessing. That's what the blessing is.
That's right.
We're reading about the blessing. We're reading in the blessing, it says, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods.
Uh-huh.
He will give you plenty, a more than adequate supply.
That's right.
And I like this. I looked up the word goods in Hebrew. And it means, it's a word that means prosperity. It means wealth. It means good things. It means the best things.
Hallelujah.
The best things. So, and then I did this, Gloria. I looked at various translations of Deuteronomy 28:11. And look at the Message translation. Do you see that there?
Yeah. Point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Message translation. God will lavish you.
Lavish you.
With good things. You know what this points out to me? It points out to me how much He loves us.
Of course. Well, what do you do with your kids, George, and your grandkids? I would think you are a big lavisher.
We are we lavish. We lavish.
Amen.
We love to give to our kids. We love to give to our children. Yep. That's a picture of God. That's a picture of our Father. So it says God will lavish you.
To expend or give in great amounts or without limit. Would that be a picture of Poppy?
That would be
George's,
a picture of Poppy.
George's Poppy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
That would be me. That would be Terry.
I had a pop like that.
You did.
He was
Pop.
So good.
Pop let you do some...
He let me take his truck to town to the movie, and I didn't have a driver's license.
Gloria Jean.
Whatever I wanted to do.
Did Pop you drive by yourself, or did you take friends with you?
Well, sometimes I took friends.
But you would drive without a license.
Oh, yeah.
And Pop would
but
let you do that.
We're living in the country, you know. It's not like I was here in the city.
Yeah.
But he probably would let me do it in the city, knowing Pop.
No. My grandfather was my role model as a grandfather.
Every person ought to have a Poppy or a Pop.
They need to.
I'm telling you.
And my grandfather, when he would take me shopping, I guess I was doing this at a young age. I was really playing him because we'd go into a big department store and I'd go to the toy section.
Mm-hmm.
And if I found a toy, I would stand there and I would stare at it until he came around.
No fit, just stare.
I just stare at it. And my grandfather, who was Italian, very thick Italian accent, he'd be standing there and he'd say, Giorgio.
Giorgio.
I look up at him. He says, you want that toy? I said, uh-huh. He said, I buy that for you.
Isn't that sweet? Now that's the kind of grandpa y'all have.
That's the way the Heavenly Father is. He wants to bless us. And I thought about how Pop would let you drive your truck into town without a license. That reminded me, my grandfather, we had about 15 acres. He had 15 acres of wooded area that had these dirt roads that you could drive on. And he would let me drive his car. He had a 1963 Ford Falcon station wagon. And he would let me drive that station wagon, and I'd drive it all through the woods. And I was coming back to the garage. He had a garage that was set apart from the restaurant that they had. And he said, just put the car in the garage when you're done with it. I said, okay. So I'm driving it back. I've got to be like 12 years old. So I'm driving the car into the garage, and all of a sudden from across the street, I see these two girls watching. And my head went over there. And I was staring at the two girls, and I drove into the side of the garage.
George, you didn't.
And my grandfather never got mad at me.
He didn't?
Until that day.
Oh, until that day.
And I remember looking in the rearview mirror up, and I could see my grandfather.
Well, you know, George, I don't really blame you.
I was headed for the opening of the garage, and I hit the little side of it. I got close to it. And I drove into it, and I looked up into the rearview mirror, and here comes my grandfather. He had kind of a limp, but he was running. With his limp, and he's going, you stupid boy. You stupid boy.
And those words still ring in your ears, don't they?
He said, you stupid boy. And so my grandfather, but he let me keep driving his car.
He was good.
I put a dent in that wooden garage. I lived with that for a long time.
That's so.
Anyway, that's a picture of the love of God.
That is.
I don't know if God's ever said, you stupid boy, to me, but he just loves us so much.
He does. He does.
He loves us so much.
Gives to us.
And so God will lavish you with good things. That's the message.
Everybody ought to have a grandpa like Pop.
That's
or what
right.
Did you call your granddaddy?
Grandpa.
Grandpa and Pop.
But actually, sometimes I called him by his first name, Guillermo.
Oh, what did that mean, Andy?
It means in English, it means Bill.
Bill. Oh, Bill is shorter.
His name was Guillermo Fiorello Bianco.
Sure.
And I would call.
You're making that up.
No, when I got older, I got in my teen years. I'd walk in the room and say, "Hey, Guillermo," and
that's
then sometimes
like a
I would
movie.
I'd call my mother by her first name. I'd call her by her first name, but her first name was Cesarina.
Well, in that.
So I'd walk into a room, I'd say, hey, Chezzy.
Now we understand you more, George.
You really see where I'm coming from. Anyway, lavish you with good things. In 1 John 3:1, it says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God.
Yes, glory to God.
Isn't he good? And then in the Bible in basic English, it says, the Lord will make you fertile in every good thing. The Lord
productive.
Will make you fertile. Hey, that's a good scripture for couples that are believing for children.
Yeah.
The Lord will
Give
make
them
you
that
fertile.
Reference again.
In every good thing. That's Deuteronomy 28:11. And the word fertile in the Merriam-Webster edition means producing a large amount of something. A large amount of something. Like in Genesis 26:12, Isaac planted crops in that land and the same year reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very,
very wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Very. I'm declaring over you today that you are very wealthy.
We all receive that, Pastor George.
Very wealthy. Now, this translation, I think it's the extended Bible, the Lord will make you rich. See, it's clear.
Yeah,
it's very clear. And in the Pentateuch, it says, super abundance will the Lord give thee for good, for happiness and prosperity.
Praise
That's
God.
A commentary on that verse there in verse 11. Super abundance will the Lord give thee for good, for happiness and for prosperity. So
Praise
I looked up
God.
The word superabundance in the dictionary, and it says superabundance is exceedingly or excessively abundant, more than sufficient.
More than you can
overflow.
Use. Hallelujah.
Overflow. Well, then we get to this last part here, Gloria. Deuteronomy 28:11, I found in the Amplified translation, and this is what got me so excited. The Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. I really, like that. A surplus of prosperity. Have you ever gone into a military surplus store? One of those...
Are you kidding?
One of
I'm
those...
married to Kenneth, yes.
Oh, that's true. Of course. Of course. And you go in there, and the place is just jam-packed full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just, it's everywhere. There, you know, sometimes when we go to Arkansas, up to the prayer cabin, one of the things that Terry and I enjoy doing is we like going to antique shops. And we like going into these places that are just, there's one place in Nashville that had, it is so jam-packed with stuff. Terry and I went in there one day. There was a guy sitting there, and he was so excited that customers had come. And he started giving us a tour. And it was, there's no air conditioning in there.
It was warm.
It was very warm. But he took us through, and it was just packed to the hilt, to the walls. I mean, up to the ceiling. Stuff was everywhere.
A lifetime of packing up to the walls.
And that's a surplus. Yeah. That's more than anybody would ever need. But that's the picture of what God wants to do for us. He says, I want to give you a surplus of prosperity.
More than enough.
The blessing of Abraham includes a surplus of prosperity.
Yes,
and there's your definition. You were talking to me earlier about, let's define surplus. Go ahead, Gloria. Give us the definition.
An amount that is more than what is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Excess, extra, leftover, overflow.
That's
I like
it.
That word, overflow.
And then I happened to put a quote in there by one Gloria Copeland.
Oh, yeah. And where does the surplus come from? It comes from the blessing working on your behalf. It works, and it works, and it keeps working. In other words, mm-hmm. when you get enough, if you're still walking in the blessing, it'll just keep adding to you, adding to you. I like it.
And that's what he wants to do. He wants us, Gloria, to live in a place, again, where we give our tithes, we give generous offerings, we pay our bills, and we have much left over.
Amen.
Surplus.
Amen.
There's
that's
a surplus.
What the, what is that, the Amplified, what is that PC, the Amplified something?
PC. Oh, Amplified Classic.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Amplified
the one
Classic.
That says more than enough. Excess.
The excess. That's what that surplus is. And the Lord wants us. See, Lord, there's a lot of pressure that's connected with lack. There's a lot of pressure that's connected with deadlines.
Oh,
pressure.
You're not kidding. People have bills.
Bills that pile up. And that is no way to live.
No.
The way that God has called us to live is that every bill be paid. Every debt be wiped out.
On time.
Everything be supplied. There are people right now that have taken out college loans. I'll tell you this. Terry and I were talking to someone the other day. We gone into a store and we're talking to somebody that worked there. And they just started talking to us. And we were amazed because we looked at this person and she said she's 41 years old and she looked like she was 21. It was really amazing. But she told us, she said, I'm still paying on my college tuition that I borrowed for. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people that are doing
That's
that.
Right.
There are a lot of people that have built up mortgages and the stress that causes.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you today, it is the will of God for us to live in such an overflow that there
That's
is
right.
more than enough
more
to
than
take
enough.
Care of whatever need there is.
Amen.
And that this lifestyle of paycheck to paycheck, or even offering to offering in a ministry, that we are going beyond that, Gloria. We are flying right by that because it is the will of God for us to live in the blessing.
Amen. And I've lived in both places. I've lived in
You've
poverty,
lived,
lack,
yep.
and I've lived in the blessing more than enough.
More than enough.
You can figure that one out, can't you? I mean, there's no comparison. Life and peace and blessing.
That's
and
right.
Plenty of food and plenty of Christmas
yep.
and glory to God.
The blessing is on us. The blessing is working in us. And over these 2 weeks, we're talking about living in the overflow. We're living in a place of such abundance.
More than enough.
More than enough. Yeah, that's the other subtitle that we gave. More than enough. and experiencing God in a way that we've never experienced before because He has so much more for us.
Amen.
I remember that there was a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave some years ago about all of heaven's reserves are available to us. Praise but we have God. To take them. We have to possess them. And that's what He's desiring us first to do. And the foundation scripture for this was John 10:10. Jesus came that we would have, now this is the Amplified translation, we would have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full until it overflows.
Overflow, amen.
And overflow, when you think about overflow, you get all kinds of pictures. You see like, you see a dam where the water's overflowing and you can just picture that overflow. Mm-hmm. In Psalm 23, it talks about my cup runs over.
You know what I think about?
Tell me.
Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Have you seen Niagara Falls?
I have been to Niagara Falls.
Me too.
That's exactly, that's a perfect description.
And it just keeps going and going and going.
It really,
never
thank
stops.
You. I've been actually looking for a great illustration for overflow, and Niagara Falls does it. It really does.
It does.
You know when I was there? I was there in 1978 at our victory campaign. That was the last time.
I wonder if that's when I was there. I don't know.
You were there. You were there at that one, and Terry and I went to Niagara Falls. And they have to give you these raincoats because as you, and you've been there, you've been to Niagara Falls. I think we all went together and you have to put raincoats on because it's just so wet. It's the overflow and you're saturated. And that's what the overflow is. It's being saturated in the blessing.
Amen.
It's being saturated in the blessing more than enough. It's being overwhelmed by the goodness of God.
Yes.
I think about how good God is and how much He's blessed us and how He's taken me from step to step to step until now I'm in a place where I'm just constantly experiencing the goodness of God and the overflow of God.
A way of life. It becomes a way of life.
It is, isn't it? It is. It's a way of life that you develop and you grow in.
You don't have any fear.
No fear whatsoever. And that we walk in a place of more. It's more than paycheck to paycheck. Paycheck to paycheck is no way to live. And so many people have been living that way. But I'm telling you today, your days of paycheck to paycheck are over. We are living in the overflow. We're living in the more than enough, the goodness of God. And Gloria, we talked about earlier this week, we talked about Galatians 3:13. It says that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law so that we can walk in the blessing of Abraham. Mm-hmm. And the curse of the law, we found out, was anything that has to do with spiritual death, sickness and disease, and lack of any kind.
Poverty.
The blessing, on the other hand, has to do everything with spiritual life, health and deliverance, and overflow, prosperity, abundance.
Amen.
That's what the blessing is all about.
Hallelujah.
And then you and I went over to Deuteronomy 28 and we read through Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. That's the blessing of Abraham. And I so appreciate those scriptures and God giving us those scriptures because we've been redeemed from the curse and anything that has to do with lack is the curse.
That's right.
Anything that has to do with sickness is the curse. We've been redeemed from it. I like what you said a couple of days ago. We've been pardoned.
Yes.
Pardoned
Amen.
From the curse.
Pardoned from the curse.
We don't have to be in that place any longer.
Hallelujah.
And we can walk in the blessing of Abraham. And so Deuteronomy 28 is the blessing of Abraham. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. And it tells us in verse 2 of Deuteronomy 28, all these blessings shall come on you and they'll overtake you.
Yes.
Well, we learn, Gloria, in Proverbs 10:22, that the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich.
Amen.
And He adds no sorrow with it. We found out that the blessing was the first words that were spoken to mankind. God said to man, be fruitful, multiply.
Multiply.
And you know, I looked
replenish
up one time.
The earth.
Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over it. Replenish the earth. Replenish. That's part of the blessing. If it goes down, if the savings goes down, or if anything happens to run out, we have the ability to speak the blessing over it, and we will replenish the supply.
That's good. I like that.
We replenish the supply. The word there, subdue, I learned this some years ago. The word subdue means if it gets out of line, put it back.
Amen. Yeah.
That's all part of the blessing.
Subdue.
That's all part of the blessing. And then yesterday, Gloria, we talked about verse 11 of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, or it says in the Amplified Classic, He'll give you a surplus.
Well, I was going to say, to me, plenteous says more than you need.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an abundance.
It's an abundance. And it's more than you need.
Ooh, I like it.
It's the overflow. And today, Gloria, I want to look at Deuteronomy 28:8. And we did our outline a little bit differently. I have scriptures there, and you and I are going to go through these scriptures together. But this really affected me. Deuteronomy 28:8. And it says, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all you set your hand unto. Yeah. He shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Our storehouse should be full.
Our storehouses should be full, yes.
Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee. The Lord's promised it in the land that floweth with milk and honey.
Now that scripture there, Gloria, I was reading that Deuteronomy 28:8, and it said, He'll bless you in the land, in the land. And I kept thinking about that, the land that overflows. And I started looking up these scriptures. You read the first one, started looking up these scriptures about the land and about what happens in that land that overflows. And you read it here. It said that you may increase mightily in the Deuteronomy 6:3. I really like that phrase, that it may be well with thee, that you may increase mightily.
Mightily, now, not a little bit.
I don't know how many times I've read that scripture, but the other day as I was reading it, those two words, increase mightily, just jumped out at me.
And we have a promise of it, apparently.
We do, to increase mightily.
Yeah.
And then it says, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee in the land that flows with milk and honey.
Praise
now, let's just camp on that for just a moment. A land that flows with milk and honey. That's a picture of Canaan land that the Lord was taking them out of the land of Egypt. They went through the wilderness and they ended up in Canaan land. Canaan land is a type of the New Testament blessing that we're walking in. What happened in that land is available to us. So the first thing that I saw that was happening was it was a land that flowed with milk and honey.
Abundance.
That's abundance. That milk and honey is representative of everything that
flowed.
We need. And it said it flowed. It flowed. And as I meditated on that, Gloria, and thought about it, I thought, my life is flowing. There's a flowing. There's a increase. There's an abundance. There's a Niagara Falls.
If you said a stream is flowing.
Yes.
There'd be an abundance of water that didn't quit.
It doesn't quit.
It won't quit.
It's a non-stop, continual flow.
Yeah, non-stop. That's a good way
non-stop.
To say
it. It doesn't quit.
Praise God.
It doesn't quit. It's like a downpour. The rain that just keeps coming and coming and coming, and it's beginning to fill up everything around it. That's a picture of the blessing.
That's right.
And it is a land. The Lord said, I will bless you in the land that I give you.
Now, the one thing that was necessary was obedience.
That's
so
the key.
Disobedience will stop the flow.
Right.
But
disobedience
as long as you'll obey,
that's good, Gloria.
You'll be in the flow.
Disobedience stops the flow. Mm-hmm. If you be willing and obedient, you will do what? You'll eat the good of the land.
And I guess willing, you could say that is indicative of attitude.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Attitude. Yeah, attitude, willing. I'm willing to do that.
Uh-huh.
A willingness to do that. So that was one scripture that the Lord gave me, Gloria, that first of all, we are to increase mightily. There seems to be a difference between just increasing and increasing mightily.
Oh, yeah.
Massive.
Everybody's had both of those. At least everybody's had little. I remember when we were kids, we didn't have an abundance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, our parents didn't have an abundance.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
jelly
right.
Bean, okay.
Keith Moore has talked about this. He's preached along these lines. And he talks about the God of too much. And we'll talk about that later on.
Yeah.
But he talks about how he preached about that. And evidently a little boy heard it. And his parents told this testimony that when the little boy came home, they gave him some milk and cookies, and he sat there and he went, too much milk, too many cookies, too much milk,
yeah.
Too many cookies. And that's a picture of what God wants to do for us.
I remember that now, yeah.
So it's a land, when God says He'll bless you in the land, that means He'll bless you wherever you are. Now let me give you a challenge here. Let me present this theory to you, Gloria.
Okay.
That you can... It doesn't matter where you live.
That's right.
You can prosper. It doesn't matter what the economic condition is of that area. If you are a believer who stands and believes in the blessing of God and the blessing of Abraham.
And you're a tither.
And you're a tither, exactly. And you have tither's rights. You can prosper wherever you are.
That's right.
Case in point, Pastor David Oyedepo.
Yes.
In Nigeria.
Isn't that amazing?
I want to go there. I need to see that.
It is just so awesome. He has a church that seats, the church seats 50,000, and then there's overflow.
Then there's overflow.
And then there's the balcony.
Gloria, 50,000 seats is not enough.
No.
It's not enough to hold the five
services.
When we
were there... There were 10,000 people in every direction in the seats. 10,000 here, mm-hmm. 10,000 here, 10,000 here, 10,000 here. And then there were 10,000 in the balcony. And then when church, they couldn't all get in. So when church was over,
yeah.
On the way home, the grounds in the front were full of people. They couldn't get in. So they have huge screens
wow.
and speakers out there because they can't get the people in that 50,000 seat auditorium.
That's overflow.
Or 50,000. It's either 50.
I think it's
5,000, 10,000 in
yeah.
every direction
right.
and 10,000 in the balcony. So
yeah. 50,000.
And they couldn't all get in.
And they have to have an overflow.
Yeah.
And the overflow is massive. And what it's saying is the building can't contain it.
And you know what they preached? They preached the Word of God.
Well,
they preached the Word of God.
The revelation came from reading your book on God's Will is Prosperity.
They got insight into prosperity.
Into it. I think I need to read your book again.
Me too.
And get a revelation about
but
that.
But it so stirs you to see that many people hungry for the
yeah.
Word of God, clamoring for the Word of God.
Yep. Well,
Sunday after Sunday
after
Sunday.
And now they're building a 100,000 seat auditorium.
And I don't know where they are on that, but that's what's happening.
Well, evidently they have
and
the
they'll
money.
Get it done.
They've got the money in the bank.
How big a building would that, that be?
That's massive.
You talk about a sound system.
Mercy. Right, what a sound
we'll have
system
to go over there
take.
And see it.
But you know, the whole point about it being blessed in the land, they carved out a piece of Nigeria.
Jungle.
A jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's called Canaan land.
Yeah.
And
it is Canaan land.
It is Canaan land. Right in the middle of a jungle, right in the middle of a place of poverty, mm-hmm. there was a revelation that came. And when a revelation comes, it doesn't matter what's going on around it. The revelation will overcome the destination. The okay. revelation will overcome whatever area they're
and
in.
And that revelation of the Word has prospered the people when
that's
they
right.
didn't have anything.
And that revelation will change. Like if a person is in a poverty-stricken area, that blessing will change that area.
Yeah, that's right.
You think about Isaac. and what he did when he sowed in famine. There was a tremendous famine in the land, but he was blessed in the land. He was blessed right where he was.
Famine didn't have anything to do with him.
No, it didn't. It didn't touch him.
Because the blessing was on him and on his crop.
Yeah. And originally, Isaac was going to leave. He was going to go down to Egypt. And the Lord said, no, you stay right where you are. What was the Lord saying? I need you here for this blessing to operate.
Praise God.
And he had a hundredfold return in that time. And the people, well, Kenneth has preached this. He was the richest man in the world. Isaac was the richest man in the world. And he was blessed in the land. So the point being is, no matter where we are, we carry.
Even in the jungle.
Even in the jungle, we carry the blessing with us. And the blessing is overflow. It is overflow. It's a land that flows with milk and honey.
Praise God.
Let's look at this scripture on point C. By the way, all of our outlines that we're teaching from on this series are available to you right now. Just go to our website, kcm.org. Go to the picture of Gloria and me, click on it, and these you can download. And all of them, all of the outlines that we've done together can be downloaded.
So that would be quite a lot. How many?
That we're up to 320. I think this is our 324th day, something like that right now. And so here's Deuteronomy 6, 10 and 11. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, now here we go, this is what's available to us, great and goodly cities which you built not, and houses full of good things which you filled not, and wells dug, which you dug not.
Now, you left out a word.
Which one?
From what I've got.
What did I leave
out?
You
said houses.
Houses full.
Of good things.
Oh, did I leave that out?
You left good.
Whew,
good things. Good things. I think you did.
Good things. Houses full of
good things.
Oh, yes. Which you filled not, and wells dug that you dug not, and vineyards and olive trees which you planted not. And then it goes on to talk about when you shall have eaten and you be full. Mm-hmm. You be full.
Yeah.
This is talking about overflow in the land. And I just looked at these.
Talking about plenty.
In the land. It said he'll give you great and goodly cities which you did not build.
Praise God.
The Lord will give us things that we did not have to build.
Labor.
Yeah. You didn't have to labor to do it.
We labored. People, you would labor in your faith in the spirit.
Yeah.
Labor in the spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Not hammering.
Hammering it. But the things that he gives you, things that you didn't build.
That's right.
He will, it says, houses full of good things which you did not fill.
Praise God.
Wells dug that you did not dig. Vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are all available to us. And that's what the Lord said. The blessing of overflow is in the land. It's in the land. Let's look at this next one. For the Lord thy God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. That's abundance.
A fruitful land.
A fruitful land, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein you shall eat bread without scarceness.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of bread.
And you shall not lack anything in it.
Praise God.
Now that's powerful right
there.
That
is saying
no lack whatsoever, only overflow.
No lack.
We are living in a land like that. You and I, we're living in that land of blessing.
Yes.
A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig brass. When you've eaten and you're full, then you shall bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given to you.
Praise
That's a
God.
Land of overflow.
Full. When you've eaten.
Yep.
And are full.
And are full. When you're full, Gloria, what do you say when they offer you dessert?
No, thank you. What do you say?
I would say no, thank you as well. No, but you get to a point, sometimes you get so full. I mean, I know.
I just can't take it anymore.
I can't take it anymore. It's too much. I can't contain it.
That's right.
And I know that we've had the Christmas dinners that we have at your house, the Christmas Eve dinners.
We come to that point. in the natural.
I come to your house hungry. Sometimes I skip lunch because I know that there's going to be a feast at the Copeland house. And we all get in the kitchen and all the grandkids and the kids.
Everybody's cooking.
And we are loading our plates and then we go back and load it again and then we load it one more time.
We should not ever be on a diet on that day.
And then there's a time when you say, I'll just tell you this real quick. We were having a Christmas dinner and they had a selection of pies. And Gloria, I had to repent because I don't do this anymore. But this was back when I was eating a lot of that stuff. And so there was a selection of about 8 pies, and I took a slice of each and I made my own pie.
You couldn't make up your mind, I know.
I made my own pie. And after I ate, I was so full. It was like, no, I can't even look at food. Well, that's the fullness that God wants to bless us with.
Right.
Not necessarily a lot of pie, but the goodness of God. So we've got, what did he say, 30 seconds? 30 seconds left. All right, let's look at Leviticus 25. This will be our last scripture. No, jump to Leviticus 26. I'll read this to you.
Go, George.
I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops, and the trees of the field their fruit. Your threshing will continue until the grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting.
Continual harvest, in other words.
Continual harvest, that's it.
Yeah.
And you will eat all the food you want and live safely in your land. You'll still be eating last year's harvest when you'll have to move it out and make room for new.
Isn't that good?
That is the overflow. Amen and amen.
Praise God. And then surplus is abundance.
It is more than enough.
Yeah.
The day of overflow. We are living in the day of overflow.
Amen.
I like that.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
How come that is? Because we're blessed.
That's right. That's exactly right. We're walking in the blessing of Abraham.
That's right.
You know, we've been talking this week, and we'll be going into next week, about living in the overflow. And that means living in a place that goes beyond a paycheck to paycheck mentality, beyond in ministries, going beyond an offering to offering. It's going on over into the place of the extra, going into the place of having a surplus
of
prosperity. More than enough.
Yes.
More than enough.
Praise
and that's
God.
What is ours. That's what belongs to us. That's what the Father wants us to walk in. And Jesus came, it says in John 10:10, Jesus came to give us life, to give us His life, and to enjoy life, the Amplified Bible says, to have it in abundance until it overflows.
Have life and more abundantly.
More abundantly.
And that means abundant, I mean, it means more than enough.
That's right.
More than enough.
One of the things that I've been saying to myself, we talked about this earlier this week, muttering to myself, I've just been saying, I'm blessed beyond measure.
That's good.
I am blessed beyond measure. I'm blessed beyond measure.
If it's scripture, you can have it.
Well, it is. And we'll actually talk about that next week. But we're going to talk next week about Joseph. And when he was going around, the blessing was on him. He was working for Pharaoh and he was going all over Egypt and he was counting the grain. And it got to the place where they couldn't even count it. It was, one translation says, it was beyond measure.
Wow.
So that's living in the overflow.
Well, you know, really, I think about, I was raised in Southwest Arkansas. My granddaddy had peach orchards.
Mm.
Well, at harvest time, it was all laid back until harvest time. But harvest time, you had to get those peaches in off the tree and in the basket to the store to sell them.
Quickly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're in harvest time. When we sow, it's time now for us to reap. How do we sow? We don't put our fruit in a truck and send it to the market. We do it with our mouth.
That's right.
We believe it in our heart and we say it with our mouth. What harvest we're believing we receive right now of the seed
good.
We sow.
That's good.
And I mean, when harvest time came down there, things started hopping.
Wow.
Trucks, big old trucks and pickers would come in from around the country and pick peaches.
Gloria, that must have been a sight.
It was.
I mean, I've been there. It was an opportunity.
Up,
I've been to the prayer cabin. I've been to the house where all that took place. Terry and I got to meet Mom and Pop years ago. And in the days that we were there, it was very quiet.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so quiet. But I just can't imagine what it was like. Trucks pulling up, people out there.
It was lively.
Harvest time. It was overflow time.
And I started working in the peach harvest when I was about 6 or 7, some little old job. Oh, I know what I did. I stamped baskets with A.R. Neese, you know, his name, my granddad's name. That was my first job. And then I went to grading. You grade, the peaches go over rollers and you pick out the bad ones and you make number ones and number twos.
Wow.
But, you know, I learned some things having to work down there in that hot peach shed.
Sure you did. Sure you did. Well, I like the fact that your grandfather named them after you.
He did. Globrand peaches.
Globrand peaches. I've actually thought about this. I've thought about somewhere there is, I'm just saying, there's one of those baskets that's still in existence that says Globrand.
And
I'm going to find it for you.
All right.
I think that would be great.
That's good.
But it's overflow. It's the will of God for us to have not just enough, but more than enough.
And here's the thought when it comes to reaping. You know, every year the peaches would get ripe unless there'd been a storm that damaged them or something.
But right.
Normally the peaches would get ripe at a certain time of year. Now then, we'd have to have pickers come in from around, trucks of pickers would come in to pick the harvest. But what if nobody ever picked a harvest? You know what happened? Those beautiful peaches fell to the ground and rotted.
Oh, my. Wow.
Now, George, we're pickers.
We better get out there
we
and harvest.
We have to pick the harvest. We
That's
have to
right.
believe God
yes.
for the harvest and say words to bring in the harvest. Believe we receive the
That's
harvest.
That's the key right there, Gloria, to speak. Though That's how we harvest
That's
is
right.
through the words that we speak.
Yeah.
We call, and we do this every Sunday. We call in the harvest.
That's great.
We send the angels out there, harvesting angels. You get our harvest.
Amen.
You bring it to us.
Amen.
We are aggressive about bringing in that harvest,
now,
about calling it in.
If we hadn't had those pickers come in, the peaches, what would happen to the beautiful, delicious peaches on the tree? They would fall off the tree at some point and rot.
And you'd have to, then you'd have to go buy and well, you just let them rot in the ground, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going
to. See, we don't want to let our harvest rot.
We don't want to let our harvest rot.
We've got to get it in.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we take this word from Gloria and we reap our harvest. Say this after me.
We believe we receive harvest.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I reap my harvest.
I reap my harvest.
I've sown my seed.
I've sown my seed.
I give my tithe.
I've given my tithe.
And angels, I send you out there.
And angels, I send you out.
Go get the harvest.
Go get the harvest.
Bring it to us now.
Bring it to us now.
Bring us the overflow.
Bring us the overflow.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 I take it.
That's the blessing. That's the blessing of Abraham. You know, Gloria, we've been reading through the blessing of Abraham in Deuteronomy 28 this week. And there's one scripture I want us to look at in Deuteronomy 28. It's on your notes there too. It's Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord shall open unto you His good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, you shall not borrow. And look at that. Look at that first phrase, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure.
I
looked up the word treasure. And in the Hebrew, it means a storehouse.
Yeah.
A depository or a treasure house. It says, the Lord shall open unto you His good storehouse. We're talking about God's storehouse. And the Bible in basic English calls it His storehouse in heaven. The CEV translation says the storehouses of the skies. Mm. Now listen to the Message translation. God will throw open the doors of His sky vaults.
Sky vaults.
And pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan. That's overflow.
Well, how about that?
That is overflow. I like that, Gloria. The sky vaults of heaven being open to us. And then I looked at...
You'll have plenty. You don't have to take out a loan. Mm-mm. You'll lend to many nations, but you'll not borrow, that scripture says in King James.
You know, there's a lot of money out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money out there. And I think about the wealth transfer. Mm-hmm. And you remember that word that Charles Capps gave about the inversion and that wealth transfer coming in.
Yes, I haven't read that in a while.
We have to keep our faith hot on that and not let go of it.
Right.
Because there's an abundance that needs to come into the kingdom of God and that needs to come into the people of God. In order for them to do what they need to do, get their houses paid off, their cars paid off, and live in a place of the overflow.
Amen.
And so it says, the Lord shall open unto you His good treasure, or the sky vaults of heaven. And it says that He would open them. And you know, the word open in the Hebrew means to let loose.
Lord,
so you take that one verse there in Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord, this is the blessing. The Lord shall let loose unto you His good storehouse.
Christ.
Now, what do you think God's storehouse looks like? Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Well, as I was working on this outline, Gloria, the Lord reminded me of a couple of words that Kenneth gave over the years. And this first one was delivered on November the 10th of 2011. Listen to this. This is the Lord speaking. I have a great storehouse. See, the reason I'm saying all this, too, is because we have to be, God is our source minded.
Yes, that's right.
Whatever we need, whatever you need, He is your source of supply. He is, it's His riches and glory that our needs get met by.
He's our Father.
So, yeah, He's our Father,
Jesus,
and He takes good care
Lord.
Of us. But it's, Brother Copeland gave a word, and the Lord said, I have a great storehouse. Much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream that I've laid up before the foundation of the world. Much more is stored up there than what the church has ever called for.
Yeah, I believe that.
I never held back on the church, saith the Lord and the God of plenty. I like that phrase, the God of plenty. I've made it available to you. I put it in my word. I gave you promise and stood behind it with the blood, the precious blood of your Savior. So this really spoke to me. It's a great storehouse that God has. And He says, much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream.
Right.
And He said, much more is stored up there than what the church has ever called for. So in this word here, there's a calling for, and it goes back to what you were saying about how we call in our harvest with our words. We call in God's great storehouse. What's in it? He said, I've made it available to you. I put it in my word.
Yep.
I gave you promise and stood behind it with the blood, the precious blood of your Savior. So there's a storehouse in heaven, Gloria, that's ours.
And the same thing is true of healing. It's available.
It's available.
It's ready.
It's there.
You just have to draw it.
It's there.
It's your faith.
I heard somebody preach about this. There are parts in heaven.
Part? Yeah, I heard that.
There are parts in heaven.
Like a new kidney.
Like
a
new
eyeball.
New eyeball, new heart.
I believe that.
There are new parts in heaven. See, we have to think, Gloria, on a supernatural realm. We have to think on the God dimension realm. There is an operation of the supernatural kingdom of heaven on earth that He wants us to be walking in. And He has a storehouse, and it says that He's letting loose that storehouse. And then here's the second word that I found from Brother Copeland, October 28th, 2010. For all of you, and that's number two there on point B.
Okay.
For all of you who take my word and stand on it, the kingdom is for you. The angels are for you. And listen to this. And all of heaven's reserves are at your call.
Praise God. What
I mean,
word.
Stop and meditate on that. Think about
praise
that
God.
All of heaven's reserves are at our call.
Yeah. There's no crisis in heaven. They haven't run out.
No, they haven't.
They're not about to run out.
Sorry, we run
abundance.
Out of that. We're out of stock. No, they're never out
no,
of stock.
No.
Mm-mm. They're never out of stock. And the good and wonderful thing about it is it's for us.
And then read those scriptures, George, down there.
Yes. Isaiah 45:3 in the Amplified Translation. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret mm-hmm. places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. Now, these treasures of darkness, treasures, storehouses of darkness and hidden riches in secret places, the Message translation
says, I like that.
I'll lead you to buried treasure, secret caches of valuables. Isn't that a great scripture? And then the God's Word translation, I will give you treasures from dark places and hidden stockpiles.
Think of all of the drug money that's hidden out, George. The people
have
sold drugs and got all this money, but now they can't spend it much or they'll be under suspicion.
That's right.
That's how they hide it.
That's right. And there is a wealth transfer that's available to us. There is God's riches in glory that is available to us. And He has this. If we exercise our faith and press into this and tap into this, we will see a supply and a provision that goes beyond anything we've ever
That's
seen
right.
before.
It's an abundance. It's available.
It is available to
Glory
us.
Glory to God. Living in the overflow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then the last scripture down here, Gloria, this is Philippians 4:19. And it says, my God, this is the Amplified translation, my God will liberally supply, fill to the full.
I believe that.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Fill to the full your every need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Every need.
Yes, yes.
Every means every. Every need. It doesn't matter what it is.
Now, it says in here, riches mm-hmm. in glory
yep.
in the Hebrew means wealth, money, possessions, and abundance. Valuable bestowment.
Valuable bestowment.
Ooh.
That's the riches in glory.
My God will supply to you wealth, money, possessions, abundance, valuable bestowment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Glory
exactly.
to God.
And that's, He said, my God will do that for you. Liberally supply.
And then three was, heaven is overloaded with things that I have prepared. This is a word from the Lord.
Yep, yep.
Ken gave in 2009. Yep. Heaven is overloaded with things that I have prepared for your enjoyment. But what does the Bible say we have to do? Receive it.
Yeah.
It's not going
to
just fall on you, but you receive it
you
by
have
faith.
To receive that
Take
by
it
faith.
With your faith.
Yeah, talk about that for just a little. Receiving that by faith.
I already told you all.
Okay,
I know that.
You tell me everything.
Well, what do? You feed on the scriptures.
Come on,
you put
now,
it in your
that's
eyes, in your ears,
for.
Get it in your
that's what I'm
ears,
for.
Get it down in your heart, and let it just percolate there. Then come out your mouth and say, I'm taking it. I'm taking that new
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
I'm taking that
yeah.
car. I'm taking my healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus bore my sicknesses, carried my diseases.
That's right.
By His stripes I am healed.
Amen.
I mean, you got to get aggressive about these things. So Satan's
That's
trying to hold
word.
On to his stuff, but he has no authority to do that. We got the authority.
I like that. You have to get aggressive about it.
Yeah.
It's something that you do have to speak and declare over each other. And, you know, Terry and I do spiritual exercises every day. We are talking to each other and... You know, we'll come home from the office and I'll tell her, you know, somebody gave me $1 million today. She said, did they really? I said, yeah. She said, well, somebody gave me $1 million too. Really? Is that right? And it's kind of fun that we do that. But at the same time, we are exercising our faith and developing our capacity to receive
yeah.
that from the Lord. We have really, in some ways, shortchanged what God can do and
oh,
what
yeah.
God has.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And He has more than enough.
Amen.
There's an overflow in heaven. Like it just said in this word, heaven is overloaded with things that I prepared for your enjoyment.
Praise God.
It's overloaded. It's overloaded. So that storehouse, there is a storehouse in heaven that contains everything that we would ever need or ever want.
If you have faith for it, it's available.
It's available.
If you'll
it's
take
available
it
to
by
us.
Faith.
Exactly. And that's how we do it.
Yep.
That's how we have to do it. So this is what I do. I will go before the Lord. And whatever it is that we need, whatever it's something that we need here in the ministry or something that we need here at home, I will look at that scripture in Deuteronomy 28:11, and I'll read it, and it'll say, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. And in verse 12, the Lord shall open unto you His good treasure.
Amen.
And I'll just tell the Lord, I say, Lord, You've got everything that we need. Everything that is needed on this property is in heaven.
Amen.
Everything that we are having to fix, and there's a lot of things that we're having to fix around here. I mean, it's a pretty long list of...
We've been in this building and a long time.
They well, we've been out here 40 years
and
on this property and 33 years going on in the executive building. And
time flies when you're having fun, George.
It really does. And there's a lot that's going on here, a lot that needs to be repaired. Like everybody else. I mean, if you've had a house for any length of time, there's going to have to be something that's repaired. You know, we have periodic times when somebody comes in and they will caulk and paint because the house shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll begin to see some cracks. And the other day, I was up in my office, and there's a little kitchen area that Terry built in my office, and I looked up and I saw a little bit of a crack up there, and I thought, well, it's time to have them come in and refurbish this. Well, everybody has that. Everybody has replenishing that needs to be done. But everything that we need is in His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's right.
Everything that we could possibly want is in the kingdom of heaven. So what I do is I'll think about what it is that we need. And like, for instance, there's a project out here that we're working on right now. We had last New Year's Eve, we had the boiler room blow up. If you remember that.
I remember.
The boiler room blew up. And so we came out here on New Year's Day. It was cold. Boy, it was really cold on New Year's Day. But Terry and I came out. The other guys that had come out on New Year's Day, bless them. Bless them for coming out here.
Yeah.
And so what we had to do was we had to get a generator that we hook up that's able to do that, and we're having to rebuild that. Well, sounds funny, but God has a boiler room in heaven. He's got one in heaven. And all we need to do is call on it. And the great thing about it is He doesn't come back to you and say, it's out of stock.
No,
it's not out of stock. It's there. It's everything that we could possibly need. And I'm thinking right now, let me read this to you. I just pulled this from our first day that we taught. But Rick Renner has a translation of Philippians 4:19. It just, here, I'll give, this is.
I got a copy.
Well, here's, this is from our first day. And
oh,
it's
okay.
Right there. And this just so excited me. When I heard this, it was actually somebody in church that read it. And when I heard this, it went off like an explosion on the inside. This is the Rick Renner translation of Philippians 4:19. My God will supply your needs so completely that He will eliminate all your deficiencies. He will meet all your physical and tangible needs.
Yes,
until
amen.
You are so full, you have no more capacity to hold anything else.
Mm-hmm.
He will supply all of your needs until you are totally filled, packed full, and overflowing to the point of bursting at the seams and spilling over.
Praise God. Does he actually have a translation?
He has.
That's not in Greek or Hebrew or
he's got,
Russian or
he
something.
He has his book, The Sparkling Gems, which people can order from Rick.
Oh, that's a good
He's
book.
Got The Sparkling Gems, and you can go through there, and he has words that you can look up and then go to the place in the book where they're listed.
Yeah.
And so I just looked up, and he has scriptures too. So I just looked up Philippians 4:19, and it took me on over to this, which he did the study and
Praise
broke
God.
Down the words, and that's what you end up with, overflow.
True. Yeah, praise
overflow.
God.
Overflow. So there is overflow in heaven that's available. Let me pray over them.
I got something right
here. Go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah, tell me.
If you have faith for it, it is available through faith. It's available. If you have faith for it, it's available through that faith.
If you have faith available for it.
If you have faith for it.
Faith for it.
It's available through that faith.
Excellent.
Praise God.
Excellent. Gloria,
faith, George.
That's it.
Glory to
God. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray over everyone watching us right now.
Yes,
and I thank
Lord.
You that there is a storehouse in heaven that has everything they need. It's full and it's overflowing. And Lord, we praise and honor you that the Lord shall open unto us his good treasure.
Yes.
He'll let it loose.
Amen.
If we will use our
Glory
faith.
Glory to
in
God.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Gloria.
George and I'll be right back.
Study notes from the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast are available free. Download them at kcm.org/notes. To get the whole set of study notes, log in, select the broadcast week, and then click download. Receive the study notes onto your desktop, print them to use for your Bible study, or even to follow along with the speaker on the broadcast. Empower your life with the Word of God at your fingertips. Download your free study notes today.
In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows."
And that's what the overflow is. It's being saturated in the blessing.
Amen.
It's being saturated in the blessing more than enough. It's being overwhelmed by the goodness of God.
Yeah. The Living in the Overflow package will help you to understand exactly what it means and how to live in the overflow. In the special package, you'll receive the Blessing of Abraham broadcast messages and corresponding study guide by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. These will provide you with an in-depth yet easy-to-follow refresher course on what God says about the blessing. You can use these in your daily study time or immerse yourself in them all at once when you need an extra dose of God's Word of Blessing. Also included is the Blessing of the Lord It Maketh Rich audio series by Kenneth Copeland. Overflow is being saturated in the blessing, and with this package, that is exactly what you'll be.
Unlock the power of the blessing in your life. Be sure to request your free Living in the Overflow package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover the threefold blessing of Abraham that Jesus recovered for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Jesus has come to give us life, mm-hmm. and enjoy life, and have it in abundance, yeah. to the full until it overflows. And when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you start in that place of living a life of overflow.
It's called blessing.
It's called blessing, to step into that blessing. So Gloria and I want to pray with you
yes,
right now.
We do.
If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day. So I'm going to say some words and Gloria's going to repeat them. And you say them. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Do something with my life.
Do something with my life.
I receive your health.
I receive your health.
I receive your prosperity.
Your health, your prosperity.
I receive your deliverance.
I receive your deliverance.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 We take it.
That's right.
We take the blessing.
And we have these books, Gloria. This is written by you and Kenneth. He did it all for you that we are making available to them. We have a brochure on reading through the New Testament and Psalms, how to study your Bible. And so all of these are available to you. Just Amen. Request your package on kcm.org and we'll send that to them.
All right. That's a good thing to do is read through the whole Bible in a year. And that what it tells you what to do every day.
Yep.
And it is a blessing. Join us tomorrow. We're going to learn about a land that overflows. Ooh.
Every seat in Kenneth Copeland Bible College has a story, a legacy. Who will you be?
Because from now on, you're going to come to that hill and you're going to throw her back down in a low gear and you're going to say, "We're going up this mountain, glory to God, and we're going to the top." And you get to the top and you'll say, "I wonder why I hadn't done this before. It is so wonderful. Where's the next mountain? I'm ready to climb." And in this climate, saith the Lord, you are being surrounded by the moving of the Spirit.
we have a seat for you. Apply now at kcbiblecollege.org and revive your faith. Discover your call.
Community is a group of people you can rely on.
Community is partnership.
Community is unity and trust.
A place to find friends.
A place to build relationships.
Community is developing together.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
The blessing of the Lord is in there, for you have you were born of the seed of greatness, saith the Lord. And the great God of all heaven and earth is living on the inside of you. Release him and let him have his way.
August 30th through September 1st, Kenneth Copeland Ministries hosts the Orlando Victory Campaign at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando, Florida. September 14th and 15th, register to attend the Built to Last Men's Conference at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. September 20th through 22nd, Charlotte Victory Campaign in Charlotte, North Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. November 8th through 10th, join us at our nation's capital for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
It's Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and this is our opportunity to prosper and enlarge. And Gloria, we've been talking about the overflow. Yeah. We've been talking about God providing. And one of the major ways that God does that is as we give, as we sow. And this is your opportunity to sow into good ground. This ministry is all over the world, preaching the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the bottom all the way around.
Yes, amen.
Kenneth and Gloria are going stronger than ever in the preaching of the word.
Praise God.
And this scripture, Gloria, came to me about receiving the offering today. It's talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, every man giving as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And the result of that is, this is good, amplified, God is able to make all grace and every favor and earthly blessing come to you so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Praise God.
So as we give and as you give into this ministry and into the work of this ministry, we are believing this with you.
Praise God.
Father, in the name
of
Jesus,
Lord,
as our partners and friends, help us get this word all over the world.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Stand on 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 in the Amplified that they are furnished in abundance. For every good work and charitable donation.
Thank
and Father,
you,
we thank you for that in Jesus',
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Well done, George.
What a week this has been.
I enjoyed you preaching to me. Thank you so much.
It's an overflow week. Praise God.
Blessings in the city, blessings in the country.
That's
plenty
right.
of blessings.
Plenty of
plenty
blessings.
Of children.
Plenty of
children. Plenty to
and
feed.
And plenty to feed them.
Oh, join us again on Monday. We're going to talk about being blessed beyond measure. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give. Or call 800-600-7395. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.